Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's talk now about the fossil fuel divestment movement. The board of directors of the University of Massachusetts Foundation has announced that it will sell off its fossil fuel holdings from its endowment, making UMass the first major public university to do so. The decision by the board was unanimous. It affects about $5 million worth of direct investment in fossil fuel companies, part of the $770 million endowment. Joining us now is Marty Meehan. He's president of the University of Massachusetts. And thanks for coming in, President Meehan. Always good to see you.
Anthony, great to be here.
So why is this important?
Well, it's important because I think it sends a message that we want a clean environment. We want to try to do everything we can to stop climate change. It was one of the hottest years, I think the hottest year on record. And what's interesting about universities, important social change often begins on college campuses, and it often begins with students. And in this case, students were on the forefront of what I think is a vital movement, something I've been, you know, committed to my entire career. And I'm proud of the role that students played, and I'm really happy that the university's foundation made the decision they did.
So $5 million out of a $770 million endowment, it doesn't sound like a huge amount of money. Is this important symbolism, or does it go beyond that?
Well, I think it is important in terms of symbolism. As you mentioned earlier, we're the first public university in the country to do this, and we think it's important, but there are other things that are important. We need to clean up our environment in terms of investments in our buildings, more gold LEED certified buildings. We need to get more students and faculty and administrators to take public transportation, not to use their automobiles, to use bicycles wherever possible. We need to continue to do the research. And we do about $20 million worth of research that's extremely important. So it's a piece of it. It's important symbolism. But it's everything that a university does that makes a difference.
See, it's interesting to hear that because I was reading about this and looking at some of the pushback. And even some environmentalists have said that these efforts to divest from the fossil fuel industry are largely empty gestures, and what colleges really need to be focusing on instead are things like energy conservation, promotion of a tax on carbon emissions, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Well, I think doing both is important. I think that universities can do more by, for example, we're establishing a social choice endowment option for our donors. That's significant.
What about the effect on the endowment? There are folks who would say that this could be a mistake to exclude a major sector of the economy from your portfolio.
I think you're going to see less of a return from those let's say coal or fossil fuels. So I think in the long run it's a better investment for the university, but it's the right thing to do. And at some point, notwithstanding the fact that you want the highest returns that you can get, you need to do something because it's the right thing to do. Sometimes people say they can't put solar panels on their house because it's more expensive, but it's the right thing to do. So UMass Amherst, by the way, ranked 21st in the Princeton Review's guide to 353 green colleges. And I think when a board takes the action that the UMass Foundation board takes, it sends a signal.
President Meehan, since you're here, I do want to ask you about this report that came out recently from the Pioneer Institute about the University of Massachusetts. It was critical in some ways. Among other things, it claims that growing out-of-state enrollment at the university is bad for local graduates. The report points out that between 2008 and 2014, out-of-state enrollment increases by 84%, while in-state enrollment grew by just 19%. So we spoke last week to Gregory Sullivan, lead author of the report at the Pioneer Institute. Here's what he said.
It's much tougher for high school students in Massachusetts to get in because the university has adopted a plan of trying to increase out-of-state enrollment to as high as 40% at UMass Amherst.
Now, I understand that out-of-state enrollment, these students pay more. That's good for the bottom line of the university. But respond
well, first and foremost, if you're going to have a world-class university, which the University of Massachusetts is, and you want to prepare students to be globally competent, you cannot have a university where 95 or 96% of the people come from the same state with the same perspective on things. The great public universities in America have significant numbers of their students, more than UMass does, by the way, significant numbers of their students who come from different states, they come from different countries, and they add to the educational experience. And by the way, yes, the out-of-state students do supplement in-state students. We've increased the number of in-state students we have been taking. UMass Amherst now in the undergraduate program has about 29%. All of the other campuses are lower than that. So we do want a world-class university, and part of that means a diverse student body. And if you want a great diverse student body and a great diverse faculty, then you have to recruit from outside of Massachusetts and outside of the United States.
So if you want a world-class university, you can't avoid the fact that you're making a university that is going to be more competitive, that is going to be harder to get into, even for in-state students, right?
Well, I've never heard of somebody complaining because a university's selectivity and quality has gone up dramatically. I've just never heard of such a thing. The fact is, Massachusetts needs a world-class public research university, and that's what the University of Massachusetts is. And from my perspective, I want excellence in everything that we do. This is a good system, and you know, I remember a time when students didn't want to come from outside of Massachusetts and outside the United States to attend the University of Massachusetts. I'm proud of the fact that it is a university of choice for people not only across Massachusetts but across the country.
Respond to one more issue that was raised in the Pioneer report. Here's Greg Sullivan again talking about how much the UMass has taken on in terms of large capital projects. Here's what he said.
There's a corollary between UMass and the MBTA. Both of these institutions have undertaken very substantial, extensive multi-billion dollar expansions while they've ignored a growing deferred maintenance backlog.
Fair point. Respond to that. He was
on.
No,
it's not fair at all. I mean, to suggest that a technology institute like the University of Massachusetts, I look at UMass Lowell, where I was the chancellor for 8 years, they hadn't built a new academic building in 35 years. That's outrageous. It's unconscionable. And we made investments in new buildings, particularly new research labs, new science buildings, new engineering facilities. And the university needed to make those investments if it's going to be a world-class technological institute. Deferred maintenance. There are many state buildings that the state built, not the university, but the state did, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and the state hasn't provided any money for the upkeep of those buildings. But one of the things we've done is we've begun to invest in deferred maintenance. And it's interesting because UMass Amherst saw their deferred maintenance decrease from $869 million to $576 million. That's a reduction of 31% in deferred maintenance. If you look at public universities across the United States, their deferred maintenance actually grew by 20%. So they're just wrong. I wish the state would build our facilities the way they do in California, the way they do in Maryland, the way they do in Pennsylvania, the way they do in Wisconsin, but they don't. I talk to people at UMass and I try to tell them we want excellence no matter what the state does. The state may fund us 1 year, they may not fund us the next year, but we are headed in an upward trajectory. We want to rise in the rankings, we want to increase our stature, and we want to increase the quality of education that we provide for our students.
Of course, all of this relates to what it costs to go to the University of Massachusetts. So I want to ask, do you think the UMass trustees will raise student tuition and fees for the second summer in a row this June?
Well, I look at what's interesting about that is I look at the last 3 years. The average tuition and fee increase at the University of Massachusetts over the last 3 years was 1.67%. There isn't a public or private university in Massachusetts that hasn't increased significantly more than that. So I think there'll be some kind of a reasonable tuition increase would be my guess, but it will be reasonable. And when compared with the other public and private universities in Massachusetts, it will be very competitive and probably lower.
All right. Marty Meehan is the president of the University of Massachusetts. Thanks so much for coming in, President Meehan.
Happy to join you. Thank you, Anthony.
Always good to have you.